Praise the Lord. You see Auntie Wandana, you all right? Good? Yeah. Dia's looking all right. Happy enough? Did you get any sleep last night? A little bit. Poor thing. Jasper's all congested, is he?
Yeah, he's having a fever and cough.
Been to the doctor? Or?
No, I think he's getting his teeth because...
Teeth. Panadol. Or whatever. Have you heard from Suresh?
Yeah,
he's... He's okay? He's with his wife and daughter? Good. Let us turn in our Bibles just for a short time. In the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 1. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. And verse 1. So this is the beginning of the New Testament. Is it safe to ask everyone to read it together? Well, we'll have a go, eh? The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Which always brings light, always brings hope, always brings cleansing. Father, we look to you that you may lift us to heaven and we might hear thy voice and give everyone their portion this morning. And those that cannot be with us through whatever situation and difficulty, sickness or travel, Lord, give them their portion also. And bless them and be very drawn very near to them. As we do ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So, as the writer simply says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. And so, we know we have the genealogy, don't we? Going there. Right back from Abraham and going through down to Joseph and Mary and then Christ. And then, of course, in Luke's Gospel you have a similar genealogy going right back to Adam. It's a wonderful thing. But the writer wants to draw our attention to two men in particular in this genealogy, and that's why he singles out Abraham, or first of all David, and then Abraham. Why these two men? There are many wonderful men and women of faith. On Friday night we're looking at Boaz and Ruth, aren't we? You know, and being blessed by that, their lives and their lives of faith. And we see the son of David and the son of Abraham. Well, as I thought about this, I thought these two men, towards the end of their lives, God brought them into a wonderful experience, and that was an experience to reveal unto them his heart, which is an eternal thought, and that is the house of God. He brought two of the men, all of us are fairly familiar, and we're going to get again more familiar with David's life shortly. Praveen was taking us through Abraham for a while. Will you come back to that sometime?